This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
He's so lucky we're separated by water. Because I'm on probation and I don't want to get my ankle monitor wet.
Who's back in rehab?
Well, yeah, I got beer. Now I just need to go pick it up. Now it ain't on ice. Hell, it's still on layaway.
And who's hitting who?
I ain't seen my dad since circa 1987. And then a year after, I run into him at a Molly Hatchet concert. He nods and I nod, but we didn't speak out of respect for the music.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
And our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to tjcmortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. I did not realize, Rocky, that Disney is doing a live-action remake of Dumbo.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
And the man behind the camera is Tim Burton, which really makes it interesting.
That's going to be psycho.
Yeah, he's a strange one.
What's Helen Bonham Carter playing?
Just, I don't see her actually in the cast. She's got to be in it, though. I just, by the way, I went and saw Ocean's 8. Long story there. She's a big part of that.
Looks really good.
I've heard it's not bad.
It is a poor, 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 poor man's version of Ocean's 11.
It's the same genre.
That's why
right?
They took three numbers off on 8.
It's literally poor.
It's not even close. Disney dropped its first trailer, though, for the live-action remake of Dumbo. Now, the reimagined story will follow a former circus star played by Colin Farrell, who returns to the Big Ten after coming home from war. Now, Alan Arkin will be in the movie, Eva Green, Michael Keaton, and Danny DeVito, also part of the cast.
Is there an elephant?
And it's coming out in March of 19. Yeah, there's an elephant. I bet this will be pretty good. Dumbo's kind of a sad story, though.
Well, it's got that one psychedelic scene in there, too.
Yeah, that's one of the Tim Burton trippiest scenes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The kid messed
weird.
Me up.
Yeah.
Now, we all know you can buy snacks from vending machines, cupcakes, makeup, even electronics. But would you like to buy your next car from a giant vending machine? Check out Carvana.
My Tercel got stuck.
Just shake the machine. It'll come out.
Do I have to put quarters in for it?
It's a new location in Tempe near Scottsdale Road. Now, the AZ Family News helicopter flew over the car vending machine on Monday morning. Tempe's Carvana has a 9-story glass building that actually dispenses vehicles. Now, customers buy their car online and use a special coin to dispense the car from a vending machine.
I lost my coin.
It's really stupid.
It would suck.
Lose your coin? I just got to insert 18,000 $1 bills that are crisp.
And that claw just drops the car. Oh, man.
I don't know if this is going to be a good idea, but taxi app company Uber has applied for a patent to use artificial intelligence to determine how drunk potential passengers might be. Now, the app used to summon rides could also feed other information to the driver, including a passenger's location, how accurately they are typing, and even the angle they are holding their phone at. Now, it could help drivers who do not want to pick up inebriated riders, but critics also said it could be used to identify vulnerable passengers.
I thought that was the whole reason Uber was created, wasn't it? To take advantage of the late-night bar crowd?
Yeah, see, that's, to me, what Uber and Lyft does is it helps with those that are choosing to use the ride service so they're not driving under the influence.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's the become, only reason I would use them.
It's become more than that, but I think that was like one of the driving reasons they were created.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people, obviously, if you're out of town, it's very convenient. If you don't own a car and you live in a downtown area or something, that makes a lot of sense. But, yeah, I agree with you guys. I think this is kind of the reason behind Uber. So we'll see what happens there.
By the way, Jeremy and a couple other folks saying there's a Carvana in Nashville now, just off I-65 up in Nashville.
Yeah, I know people that have bought from them, not necessarily from the vending machine, but you buy it online, they deliver it right to your house, you do all the inspection and the test drive there, and you either keep it or they load it back up on the truck.
Yeah, they've got the vending machine in Nashville, says Jeremy, one of our great listeners up there.
Kentucky State Police Trooper, retired State Police Colonel, and a county coroner have been accused of several crimes, including transporting moonshine and eyeballs.
Eyeballs?
Hmm. News outlet reports Scott County Coroner John Goebel and retired State Police Lieutenant Colonel Mike Crawford were indicted on Thursday on multiple counts of receiving stolen property. Now, the charges stem from theft of $40,000 worth of ammunition and weapons. State Police began investigating the theft in December and placed Master Trooper Robert Harris on unpaid leave. He is accused of providing stolen items to Goebel and Crawford. Harris has been indicted on unlawful taking and second-degree forgery. Goebel also is accused of transporting a pair of donor eyes and moonshine, as well as possessing 90 oxycodone tablets.
I'm Jim Dunaway. I'm a master trooper.
It's insane. That transporting eyes.
Yeah, what are you doing with those? Are you selling those in the black market, you think?
Meet Nicolette Gray.
Hello, Nicolette.
Hey, Nicolette. Nikki.
16 years old. You guys tell me what a piece of work she'll be in 10 years. She's a spoiled teenager who previously made headlines for insisting she needed a $5,000 allowance every month to sustain her lifestyle. Recently went for a shopping spree with her mother, spent tens of thousands of dollars on high-end designer goods. Now, Nicolette, 16, showed off her purchases in a YouTube video detailing her five-figure haul and explaining that her mother, Nina, a doctor from Beverly Hills, had decided to treat her to a shopping session after, quote, being mean to her. And it kind of lays out what she spent on the $35,000 shopping spree.
Oh.
Do you remember the kid you went to school with that got everything they asked for? Their parents bought them everything?
I didn't go to school with you.
No.
Boom!
Lance, do you remember the person you went to school with at Homewood?
Yeah.
And their parents bought?
Yeah.
Did they turn out?
No. Bad? I mean, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it didn't have the adverse effect that you thought it would have when you were growing up? Because you thought that, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, one day.
There were some problems, though. There were some big problems.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, I've got some crazy ideas for you guys.
Okay.
First, we're going to put someone in a haunted house, but don't tell them it's haunted. Then put someone in a normal house and tell them it's haunted and see how both react.
That's a pretty good TV show. I like that.
That would be good. I would make sure we have a metal detector on the one that's going into the haunted house and we didn't tell them, because if people start jumping out with axes and stuff, if he's packing heat.
Yeah.
Haunted houses have men with axes.
Game over.
Okay, another crazy idea. Put a headphone jack on all TV remotes for those who want to have the volume loud, even though it's late at night.
They're actually, in the 90s, there was a sort of a Bluetooth device
that hooked to your TV.
Yeah. I used
it. I don't think it caught on, did it?
Yeah.
I've used it, too.
It was a big thing at Brookwood at the store.
Brookstone?
Brookstone or Hamacher Schimacher.
Now, isn't there an app? I forgot what it's called. I see it at Odie's. When I'm in that bathroom.
I've had the app you're talking about.
It's like Tune.
Yeah, so I can tune into a TV in a restaurant,
but
right?
See, I don't know why I don't use this when I'm on the treadmill, when I'm actually watching TV.
Because it's just off enough. Tuninity.
That's it.
Just off enough to where it would drive you crazy.
So you can tune into one of these TVs that are in studio. Are you about to do this, Dunaway?
Yeah, I can go on to ESPN right here.
Right.
I can hit this.
Jim's doing this on his phone. Are we going to be able to hear it?
Welcome to the Playboy Channel. Hi, Jim.
Welcome back, Jim. Would you like to pick up your last viewing?
So are you talking about the mouth? I mean, just when the word's coming out, it's like 3 or 4 seconds behind?
Not that long. It's just enough off that it drives you crazy.
Yeah. And the coaches, and all of a sudden it's like, okay. Now, that's pretty crazy, though.
So this is off my phone.
On a muted television in our studio.
Oh,
and he's spot on. Right? Teddy Bruschi is.
Maybe they've updated this a little bit.
Wow, that is crazy.
I'll be ready for week one, but also in terms of rehabilitation.
Man, that's insane.
It really works. I did it first at airports.
Okay.
So we've got 5 TVs in our studio, all muted, and Jim just picked one up on his phone.
Well, I'm going to try that.
That's insane.
Man, this is awesome. It's like I invented fire all of a sudden.
No, wow. This is really cool, though, because I've been battling the treadmill, and I don't have audio.
What a time to be alive, Jim.
Thank you, Dunaway. Okay, another crazy idea for you.
I just rubbed 2 sticks together, Rockstar.
Don't release any trailers or details for Star Wars Episode 9. Just have blank posters that say Star Wars Episode 9 on posters and have 30-second-long silent commercials that only say Star Wars Episode 9, nothing
else. People would not impact the...
Oh, yeah, I think it would increase it.
Probably so.
Exactly. Yeah, people would go crazy over this.
Because you see the trailers now and you think,
They got a lot of spoilers in them now. Trailers are all about spoilers.
I know,
these days.
People would go crazy over this. It is so insane, they won't even show the trailer. I got to go see what happens.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Here's another
crazy
idea.
I don't know who he is.
We've got an app that lets you invite an anonymous person to act as a neutral third party when having an argument.
Like an arbitrator? Yeah, she's right.
But that would be so condescending, you bringing that third party with it. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to bring in Johnny from Seattle.
It'd be a great business, though.
Yeah. Right? I had an app idea yesterday, too.
Okay, I love these last two. Crazy ideas for you. Start pronouncing Popeyes, like the chicken place, as Pope Yes. See how long it takes to catch on.
We're going to go over to Pope Yes. What?
Spicy chicken? Yeah, man.
Somebody's done it, I'm sure.
Pope Yes!
And our final crazy idea, an air horn that looks like a Febreze bottle. Put it in your bathroom so you can embarrass guests at your house.
Somebody still squirt the Febreze after drinking. I am done. I am done. And so is Trey.
Where college football never ends.
The chip is good. Auburn wins 22-19. The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
Cash on the table.